Staying alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Okay, everybody, stop laughing now. It's just good to see Rita. It's nice to see you. How's it going?
Good. It's nice to be back in New Zealand.
How was Australia? Because you phoned in from Australia last week.
It's important to like feel nice before we start talking about what we've got to talk about, because basically we end up talking about the planet and other humans and how mostly we're pretty bad. But there's some good sparkles in there. And I'm not sure where I was going with that, but how was Australia?
Good, it's hot. I was there one day, it was like 33 degrees, but my car was saying 39, so I'm not sure how that works. But it's a spring. I was going around like an old person.
Are you
like,
in Melbourne?
No, how do people live in this country?
Is it the desert wind? Kind of, depending on the wind's blowing in.
Yeah. No, it was Sydney, but the hot wind is a bizarre concept for Kiwis, eh?
True.
Because even on our hottest day,
if there's a breeze, it's a kind of,
Yeah, so it's a strange concept to me. I couldn't live in that place. But anyway.
Oh, a little stiff little finger to Sydney. I'll be back, but fuck you, Sydney.
It's full of Australians.
Now, this afternoon on the show, we're talking palm oil.
Yeah, so I thought we'd cover this one because you may have seen a little ad that's been floating around social media that's been banned in the UK.
It's cute as hell, and then again, it kind of gets heavy.
Just like this segment. it's from I didn't know it was actually a big grocery brand called Iceland in the UK. They have made a decision to not stock any products that have palm oil in them. And yeah,
that's pretty tough.
Well, actually,
considering what their competitors aren't, so they're going for the wokeness of the people here.
Yes, they are.
And is this them that made this commercial going, hey, y'all,
so they made this cute little commercial with a little girl in a room, little orangutan called
Ram Tam. Are we going to play it?
Let's play it.
We're going to play it. We're going to play that. Okay, everybody, this is a commercial ad for something from the TV.
There's a orangutan in my bedroom and I don't know what to do. She plays with all my teddies and keeps borrowing my shoes.
She
destroys all of my houseplants and she keeps on shouting, ooh. She throws away my chocolate and she howls at my shampoo. There's a orangutan in my bedroom and I don't want her to stay. So I told the naughty orangutan that she had to go away. Orangutan in my bedroom, just before you go, why were you in my bedroom? I really want to know. There's a human in my forest, and I don't know what to do. He destroyed all of our trees for your food and your shampoo. There's a human in my forest, and I don't know what to do. He took away my mother, and I'm scared he'll take me too. There are humans in my forest, and I don't know what to do. They're burning it for palm oil. So I thought I'd stay with you. Oh, orangutan in my bedroom, now I do know what to do. I'll fight to save your home and I'll stop you feeling blue. I'll share your story far and wide so others can fight too. Oh, orangutan in my bedroom, I swear it on the stars. The future's not yet written, but I'll make sure it is ours.
Dedicated to the 25 orangutans we lose every day until something palm oil's bad. Little couple of captions there. Yep, agree with that ad. So that ad's not allowed to be in Iceland.
No, it has been banned for being too political.
Hello, caller. That we played an advert.
Hello. I'm not on the radio, am I?
100%. This is a kind of talkback section of our show called Sustaining Alive, where we talk about the world and its problems.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's talk about the subject I want an answer to. Dweezil Zappa is apparently coming to New Zealand, Auckland, to do a concert.
Okay.
It's palm oil free too.
And we don't know that.
This is on the 20th of February. I'm pretty sure I saw a poster.
Yep.
And anyway, I've rung the venue, the Bruce Mason Centre, and they don't know anything about it. I just thought you people might have.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't really know anything about what's going on. Plus, I kind of want to get back to the segment. So thanks, man.
Okay.
Cheers.
Carry on. So, bye.
Sure, we can look into
Sustaining
that.
Alive, everybody. Hello, 95 BFM, you're with Sustaining Alive, talking about sustainability topics, and not so much as the Zappa family, how's it?
Oh, not the Zappa family.
Sorry.
No, I've got a little heads up. It's not Iceland the country, it's no. Iceland the supermarket chain.
Yeah, sorry.
Ah, sweet. Yes. It's a grocery brand, I believe.
Yeah, magnificent
company. So where has it been banned to be, like, where can it be played and where can it be played? It's been banned somewhere.
It's been banned in the UK.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Are you from the UK?
Yeah, so. I used to work for Iceland.
Oh, there you go.
Bloody awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Good to know. All round nice guys by the sound of
it. Sounds like they're
things.
Doing righteous kinda. Things. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Oh, I mean, okay.
And
thanks, Matt.
Yeah. So we did talk about it costing them a lot of money. I did some really basic research on this. It cost them $5 million to cut out the palm oil. It's going to cost them. And they make a net income of $300 million. So I kind of figured, like, I don't know.
So it's just a case of going, oh, look, do they go back to their suppliers and go, hey, if you want, you can give us stuff without palm oil, and we go from there.
Yeah, totally, yeah. So, I mean, it's a really awesome message and the power of your wallet and your dollar.
How political is this ban of this ad? Is it like the government kind of, there's too much money in too many pockets of this situation? It's fucking creepy, right?
100%.
Because the ad is, by the way, listeners, the ad is just like, it's kind of like a cute little Dora character. It's just like, oh, I've got a little orangutan. And it's like, it's nothing too... Like, I think even kids will find this message quite spot on. Like,
yeah,
it's delivered at a real low-key level, and it's just the facts.
And there's facts.
It's not,
this is what worries me, is that we're living in, like, these are facts. Like, what, are we too scared to hear the facts? Is that political?
Considering the amount of advertising that is complete bullshit, how come when the facts are told, we're not allowed to, it's banned? That's just so
creepy. It is bizarre. It is, to me, it's very bizarre. Yeah, so palm oil, for those of you that don't know, is a massive problem. Well, it's become a bigger problem because for a few reasons, but it is a very cheap product to put into food and to serve as kind of like, you know, that oily, tasty feeling in your mouth.
Commonly also labeled as vegetable oil,
which is problematic as hell.
Which is this is the problem that we run into as modern consumers, because we're sourcing products from all over the world. There's not a lot of traceability, and when something is called vegetable oil, which is very vague,
you don't give the consumer a chance. I mean, when was the last time I grabbed a palm and put it and had like a palm stew or something? Never. It's not a vegetable on my radar, is it?
No. You might look at your ingredients if you're kind of clued up and look for palm oil. Oh no, it's not there, but vegetable oil is, and we just don't know.
Yeah.
And it's very likely that it is, because it is the cheapest possible vegetable oil to put in a product. So
I've actually found myself firsthand on a bus driving through Malaysia, and it took me a while to realize that I was in a palm tree plantation, whatever you'd call it.
For like 7 hours driving.
Yeah. I was just like, fuck. I was telling you guys up here, it was kind of like going through a green version of 1984. It was just like wall-to-wall trees where there would have been just beautiful, lush forest. Yeah. And it was never ending. It was like a few hours of driving.
Yeah, there's a few. I did the same. I flew over Borneo from one side to the other, and I started freaking out about where we were going to land, because the whole thing was on fire. I was like, there's just fires down
there. Burning off to start again.
Yeah. And something that I've found it quite hard to find a source for this, but I've been told that in the 90s, when they first put the carbon credit system in place, that they basically capped any forests that were already in existence didn't get carbon credits or weren't eligible if you cut them down for their carbon loss. But if they went and planted palm oil, palm kernels, then you would get credits for them. So that's why there was kind of the sudden boom, is that all of a sudden these were eligible for carbon credits, these big forestry plantations of palm oil. So that has now changed. But it helped boom.
But there's an industry now that's like a steamroller. So really the issue is, how do we convince these people to grow something else? Or no, you can't, eh? Like, how do people make money? Because that's all people are trying to do. They're trying to make some cash over there.
Exactly. I think that, you know, the biggest problem that I find in all of these things is that we don't value the natural asset that is there as the native forests. Mm. So even in New Zealand, we have native forests doing jack for the economy.
Yeah.
And so people go, well, they're worthless then. You know, like people, maybe not us, but lots of people that are driven by a dollar go, they're worthless to us.
And
so bowl it, do something else. Yeah, I mean, we're lucky because we do have a pretty decent tourism around it, but even then we're underfunding looking after it, you know. So I think that one of the big opportunities obviously is tourism, but another big one is the ability to pay these poor countries to keep their forests intact. So
can I taste the difference? Can I taste the difference?
You can. There's people nodding.
So if I don't have palm oil in something, you will know all about it. You'll be like, this is shit.
Well, I don't know. You can try Whittaker's and Cadbury, although they're completely... Whittaker's also invest in cocoa, whereas Cadbury use caramel milk or something like that. But Whittaker's don't use palm oil and Cadbury do, so...
The difference between Cadbury chocolate and Whittaker's chocolate
is... It's a bit hard to define.
It's crazy. It's ridiculous how different they are. The world's apart. Cadbury tastes like rubbish.
Excuse me, John.
But excuse me.
Whittaker's tastes deluxe.
Did Whittaker's make a Freddo?
A Freddo?
Okay. I feel like that Freddo is basically a walking, piece of palm oil.
How many Whittaker's Easter eggs do you eat? Excuse me,
this
John.
This is a good point. Hey, Whittaker's, make some Easter eggs.
I'll stop you right there, actually.
I want to name some things.
They're going to make heaps on making Easter eggs now. I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't. Or you could be sponsored by them, like, and have free Easter eggs forever.
Or free K-bars.
Hang on. Doritos. Free palm oil. I thought that I would break your hearts about some foods.
Doritos are jerks. Doritos. We know they're jerks. There's too much flavour in there. It can't be real. You know it's bad.
So tons of Cadbury products, tons of Mars products. Apparently Mars and Nestle have signed up to the round table of sustainable palm oil in certain countries.
You know what's weird? I feel like I've known about the badness of palm oil for about 10 years or something.
I know. It's getting old. It's getting really old. And to be fair, this round table of sustainable palm oil is a bit of a crock as well, because basically what they've said is, oh, well, we won't cut down any more palm oil, any more forests. We're just planting it on palm. But it's like, yeah, but somebody cut them down. Like,
how many oil do I get from a palm? Do you know? Do I get like a cup of oil from a palm?
No, it's a lot. It's a lot of oil. Trucks and trucks of oil.
From one palm.
Yeah, they're big though, man. They're huge. And they get it's the kernels.
Are the palms the same as the ones kind of around the North Shore when I cruise around the neighborhood?
Not quite the same.
Okay.
But a great idea of how to make the North Shore better, eh?
Yeah, fucking orangutans on North Shore.
Sorry, North Shore listeners.
No, that's not how it works.
Born and bred West Auckland, so. Hey, the other thing that's also quite terrible is that New Zealand is the single largest country to import palm kernels.
What?
For feeding cattle.
Oh, correct? Somebody has been listening. Our boom in the dairy industry has meant that we actually don't have enough grass in this country to sustain the
View of the Wakanui farm down there that everyone got surprised about.
Yeah, totally. But even on grass-fed farms, in the wintertime, they have to supplement their feed, and palm kernels has been a nice cheap way to do that for a long time. So Fonterra are trying to make shifts away from that.
Yeah, how about Fonterra DAC? Plant DAC, get rid of the cows. Cheers.
The future of New Zealand right there.
It is. Eh? There's more cash, less shit. More DAC.
I think we've probably covered a lot of this.
I'm just all over the place on this one, but...
Yeah, you know. you're engaged on this one, huh?
Standing up, I guess.
Orangutans, 25 a day, we've talked about that. 90% of their orangutan habitat has gone in the last 20 years.
How many orangutans left?
76,000. So it's about 7 years of orangutans left.
Sorry, I'm just going to come in at you here. Where's the most of the palm oil grown in Malaysia?
In Borneo, which is half owned by Malaysia and half owned by Indonesia.
And is it just by coincidence that these are orangutan area as well, because it's like equatory? The palm grows good.
It's also, I think, because they're quite big pieces of land. So both Sumatra and Borneo are the biggest islands up in Malaysia and Indonesia. And neither of those countries have got particularly great laws, especially Indonesia. They have some really...
Have you guys seen an orangutan?
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. Shit. It really is.
Like a big old lumbering old mate. Kind of want them to have a pipe. They know stuff, definitely.
They definitely know stuff. And seeing some of the things that is happening to them. So it's not a nice death. It's not like, oh, we're just going to take away your land and your forest and your home, and then, you know, you'll just die of starvation. They do some really nasty things to them, like machete them, bury them alive, burn them.
They probably get annoying for the people doing the cutting downs of the trees.
Like, yeah, totally.
Become so desensitized to the whole
situation. Yeah, exactly. So it's a pretty nasty situation. But there's 300,000 animals in these areas.
Like tigers and such.
Tigers, pygmy rhinos, pygmy elephants.
Little ones.
Not even big. So I guess some of the things we can do is avoid some of these foods. How are you going to know? And that's the biggest problem for me.
Fuck, is there a number? Like, is vegetable oil 0.002?
50% of our food has palm oil in it.
What about rye neck?
You know what? Beer doesn't. Go hard on the beer.
Fuck yeah.
So this,
he's
this
looking
kind of,
now. He's looking. Just
99% sugar-free.
It kind of steers us back to the fact that we need to do more activity around food labelling in New Zealand and a bit more transparency from everyone involved, from the government and from all of the food producers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think food traceability is one of my most advocated things. I just think that we need to label it a bare minimum, and I mean it'd be even great. I mean we have barcodes on everything. Why can't we trace it back to exactly where this stuff came from? It's absolutely ridiculous. So I will post after this some of the sources that I've got the information from.
Because they make it as hard as possible to not put the power in your hands.
Well, that's exactly it.
It makes it so hard for me to even know what's got palm oil in it.
Exactly. And then you get companies like this, like Iceland, that are saying, okay, well, we'll do it at our end because
they're
hearing our consumers.
Have a look, cause it's like,
and then they're being shut down by a government because they're saying it's unbelievable, actually.
It really is. Hello, you're with 95 BFM, Sustaining Alive, we are.
Kia ora, sounds like a plan. Just reckon while they're at labelling for the shit food contents, what if they also sort out the recycling? Say like, this is 100% recycling,
totally,
or this is a little bit, or nah, this is not at all, we don't give a shit.
We've done an earlier episode on recycling, and we totally were on that point as well. We need to know.
This is only a second show I heard last week, so it's bloody good, about the trees.
Yeah. Thank you.
What was that app called you mentioned, Rita?
Last week? That's a good point. Echo something or other. I will post it after this so that it's up on the... Have you got access to the Facebook page?
95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry?
I do now.
Slip on in there, mate.
There you go. Sorry about that. I can't remember off the top of my head. Echo Track, I think it was.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Good shit. Cheers.
Go. See ya.
Hey, we just got a text as well, Rita. Where can we get a list of products that are known to use palm oil?
So
is there like an outing system where it's just like, yo?
Yeah, the Auckland Zoo used to have one, and I was trying to dig it out for this particular episode and couldn't find it. So I don't know whether they're in the middle of updating it. But what I will do again is post it all after this. I'll do it tonight so that there's as much information for people as possible. There'll also be a link to the minister who's responsible for food labelling, demanding that we do some better food labelling in New Zealand around this.
Send a polite email.
Yeah, I'm all about polite emails.
Yeah, it's good. Because don't be mean, because those people are up against it as well. It's just better to just tell them and then they know, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think if they know that they're not going to get your vote, then they've got a mandate, right, to go and have that conversation. Because you've got to remember, we're up against some big businesses with a lot of money and saying, hey, but we make hundreds of thousands of jobs in New Zealand, so you have to do this. So
yeah, we'll make an orangutan. Go.
You can't do that.
Sorry, we're getting a bit mad.
All right, Rita. Should we wrap it up there?
I think so.
I think we should.
I've never seen so much energy from Cam. It's great.
Just palm oil gets me heated, doesn't it?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rita. Thanks, John.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Rangtang.
Thank you, Rangtang.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.